Every tire shop offers Black Friday deals, but only one tire shop has a walking, talking spokes tire that gives you a sale before the sale. Tell them where, Tire Man.
Bell Tire.
That's right. Now through November 27th, take $100 off with rebates at Bell Tire. But why a sale before the Black Friday sale?
Bell Tire.
You said it, Tire Man. Always doing right by our customers is just another way we're changing tires.
Bell Tire.
Most people believe that a leader needs to craft a vision and then align people to that vision and then they'll implement it. I say that is a bankrupt idea.
Okay.
Very, very bankrupt. And that leads to...
And that's what we are mostly used
yes,
to, you know?
And that is very bankrupt. And it's lead to leadership bankruptcy. And we have tried to avoid that. You engage with people from the outset to craft the vision. And that's what our school leaders have done.
Mm-hmm.
I remember 2020, when they were engaging the chiefs, the opinion leaders, the school boards, to actually decode what we actually meant by creating a learning-focused school.
Mm-hmm.
A school where everyone is learning. Taking them on a journey to decode what we mean by everyone.
Okay.
So all learners to achieve and then, you know, achieve their full potential. What do you mean by all learners? And through that process of engaging the religious leaders, the community leaders, they're able to come out with their vision that is learning focused. So you go to every school, is learning focused. We don't have the PA or a PTA. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go to the schools and you have the school board, there's a parent representative over there.
Okay.
Now you come to resource mobilization. And one of the things that we have taught the school leaders to do, because beautiful plan that you have drawn, it needs to be implemented in many resources. How do you work with the community to be able to raise the resources needed to implement the plan?
Yeah.
Don't forget, years ago, our schools were actually owned by the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are bringing back.
Okay.
True.
How about the church?
Leadership.
You know that we had a church.
Exactly.
Also
exactly.
In charge of some of these schools.
Exactly. So all of them need to come on board. I remember as well, I was in Kumasi when helping school leaders.
Now, what are the critical issues that the two main political parties, the NDC and the NPP, have for us in this regard? Tonight, in the Joy News studios, we're bringing you a debate between these two juggernauts. For you, we're not going to decide for you. For you to decide for yourselves what exactly their positions are and how this will feed into our national life. Yes, there is the ministry in charge of sanitation and water resources. There's COP29. Currently ongoing, and the different messaging. But the point is, what in the end do these two have for us as Ghanaians? We're having that all-important debate tonight, right here in our studios. We're also live on your Joy News channel, also on digital TV, GoTV channel 124, on myjoyonline.com and Joy 99.7 FM. Now, before we take a breather, before we come into the studio, so you actually see my guests and that we can engage them, there are some laid down rules that I'm going to put forward before we get to them. But even before that, let me just make mention of the fact that we have these two stalwarts from the different political parties. I'm talking about the MPP and the NDC joining us tonight. So to my right tonight, I have joining the conversation Dr. Henry Kwabena Kokofu. He is a former Member of Parliament for Bantama, Executive Director of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. He's also the Presidential Special Envoy on the Climate Vulnerable Forum. You do know that for years, Ghana has had the leadership of that forum with our president heading that portfolio. Then we come to the National Democratic Congress to my left, and we have Professor Nana Ama Brown Kluche. She is a member of the NDC's Natural Resources Mining Science Committee, and she is a doyen in this. She's an academic, well-resourced in these matters. It's going to be, I don't want to call it a straight fight. It's going to be a straight dissection of ideas tonight between these two. And we also have, joining the conversation, experts who would help us situate the conversation and also make us know what exactly is being said. Truth or not? We're going to be fact-checking tonight, right here, during this debate. And those who will be providing these services, who are doubling as judges, we have Engineer Odro Donko. He is with ProNet Accra. Let's just acknowledge them. We also have Basilia Nambigne, Executive Secretary of CONIWAS. Both of them join us for this conversation. Having said that, let me lay the ground rules for these discussions, or the debate we're about to have, after which we'll take a breather and return shortly. This debate will consist of three rounds, each lasting some 20 minutes. Now, during each round, candidates will answer three questions, main questions. There will be follow-ups on these questions. In terms of time allocation, each candidate has 3 minutes to respond to a question, and we're going to be vehement on that. 3 minutes to deliver your response to a question. We have our timekeeper, Stephen, who will signal when time is up. Stephen, I want to hear the sound of that bell, if you may. I think we can ring it louder. Okay, so debaters, when you hear that bell, it means your time is up and you have to stop talking or wrap up, summarize your thoughts. After each round, the panel of judges will have 5 minutes to ask follow-up questions to the candidates. I'm talking about the two judges I've already mentioned. And then we shall take some commercial breaks. And also note that our candidates are going to be encouraged to be precise in their answers and adhere strictly to the time allocated. Honorable, yes. Dr. Kokofu, ground rules set. Are you okay with that?
Very much so.
Prof, are we okay? Yes. On the same page?
Sure.
All right. Ghanafor, I am your quiz master, if you like. My name is Benjamin Akako. It's a pleasure hosting you. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to our national debate on WASH and climate change. Of course, we are your home of independent, credible journalism. Now tonight, as I've already indicated, we have the two political stalwarts in our studios, and I'm going to be posing certain questions to them. They are going to be debating from their policy angles, their frameworks, what they have in store for you ahead of election 2024. So if we're good to go, Prof. Honorable?
Yep.
All right. Time now for us to dig in. I want Stephen to, one more time, give me what that bell sounds like. Aha, that is it. And so when you hear that bell, it means you're being called to order. We must proceed. So the very first bit I'm going to be presenting to both of them, I'll start with you, Dr. Kokofu. As far as the New Patriotic Party is concerned, you are beautifully decked in those red, white, and blue. But what do you have in store in your manifesto in terms of water, sanitation, hygiene? And how exactly is your party planning for these policies to address the current gaps in terms of access to safe water and the provision of sanitation in Ghana? You have your first bite. Go.
Thank you very much. I'll be speaking from New Patriotic Party Manifesto 2024. For the elections, and it is dubbed selflessly reachable solutions for jobs, and precisely page 30, protect our environment. You come to appreciate that under Article 12, you have protect and preserve our water resources. by vigorously protecting both surface and underground sources by enforcing the provisions of water use regulations, reviewing and strengthening the water buffer zone policy for implementation, protecting transborder water resources, notably the Volta River, and effectively managing all major water basins in the country. Having said that, you can go back to, go forward to the environment section itself. That's page 2002. We're saying that the quality of environment, the integrity of the natural forest landscape, and all that water resources have suffered some challenges over the years, despite all that we've been done over the past years under the Akufo-Addo administration, where we continue to take steps to strengthen Ghana's environmental action plans with a focus on the Ghana Climate Change Policy Master Plan, Climate Smart Agriculture Action Plan, Energy Transition Plan for the energy sector, Ghana Red Plus Strategy for Forestry, and the e-vehicle policy, among others. We have also done integrated recycling and composting plans. But then, as I said, challenges still remain. So, under the next administration, we will offer both solutions in addition to policies already developed to ensure a safer, greener, and cleaner environment revolving broadly around increasing the enforcement of environmental standards and compliance across all sectors of our country. It will be recalled that our water bodies have suffered quite a lot of degradation, and the next government intends to undertake what we call rehabilitation, restoration, and also bringing back the water bodies to life through desertation and then planting trees along the water course. This will be done in the form of business running. We're going to encourage private sector to come in and then also to make sure we restore the degraded water bodies whilst we encourage tree planting and then also get the water back to its life.
Thank you very much. And that is the first bite taken by Dr. Kokofu, who has shared his party's thoughts. Interesting dynamics. I have my own questions for you, but I'm going to save them, and I'm going to come to Prof. Now, you're also fabulously decked in your own attire, getting ready to shoot. On that same point, in terms of water sanitation, hygiene, resources, sanitation has been a crucial issue in our country. Access to water. What exactly is the policy of the NDC in this regard?
Thank you very much. And I think the NDC is committed to WASH, and this is based on the past history or what the NDC has done in the past. I mean, I will not go deeper into the past, but in a manifesto, we can put four categories of action planned in the manifesto. So improving or expansion of urban water supply and distribution. We have the rural water supply and distribution. We have the improvement of drainage and irrigation systems, and then the health facility infrastructure as well, all coming under WASH. So whilst I have some time, I will go deeper into each of these points. Mm. So for urban water supply, in the manifesto, I think page 65, 66, 67, 68, we'll find this information there of the NDC manifesto. So in the manifesto, we promise to provide portable water to all communities. We are mindful of SDG 6, where every citizen, in fact, water is a basic need, a primary need for every citizen. And achieving the SDG 6, where portable water is for everyone's right to have, the NDC will provide portable water, expand and extend water distribution network. The NDC did it in the past. John Mahama and his administration had done a lot of water projects, and if I can mention a few, the Wild Water Supply projects, the expansion of Berikese projects. So we are committed to expansion of water. So these are urban water supplies. There's the one key point under this policy is to also equip the 48 engineers regiments of the Ghana Army to provide potable water to rural communities. And we're targeting especially communities that are living around fresh water or near fresh water to supply water to them. We have to. We have also in the manifesto to construct water storage facilities, especially for rain water storage and provision of pipe-borne water for people. So we are very much interested in the rain storage because we receive a lot of rain in terms of amount and almost distributed to almost throughout the year, but then we still do suffer from water supply. So we have in our manifesto this point, and also to upgrade the existing water supply system, replace over 8 pipes, and improve and ensure equitable water for everyone.
You can conclude your thoughts.
Conclude. So we have also to improve drainage and irrigation system, especially in our urban communities as well. We know how our drainage system is at the moment, and we want to improve upon that as well.
All right. So let me just make clear, when you hear the bell, you don't need to truncate your thoughts abruptly. You can just conclude on it, but make it very brief. So you've heard the two parties respond from different angles as far as what policies they are looking at. I have, like I said, a lot of questions on my mind, but after this round, the judges will come in, and then I'll also come in with my follow-up questions. Now, back to you, Dr. Kokofu.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you were reading plenteously from your... Yeah. party's documentation, you know, your manifesto earlier. But how does that same document address the impact of climate change on WASH infrastructure? You heard your colleague just talk about some of them.
Yeah.
Infrastructure such as freshwater scarcity and river depletion, and what adaptive strategies are in place in that document, and how do you hope to actualize them?
Well, the storm water drainage and flood control and coastal protection problem has to do with climate change impacts and effects. So the next government of New Patriotic Party is going to be able to undertake national flood control program. 10 kilometers of new drains have been constructed already, and 36 kilometers of drainage channels are in lining up, bringing relief to many communities across the country. In addition, there's an investment of $350 million to deal with this perennial flooding in the Odo Basin through the World Bank funded Garrett project. And this is ongoing, and the next government is very much committed to continue with this. The sanitation infrastructure, we've instituted fundamental structural reforms aimed at harmonizing the management and delivery of sanitation services across the country. And we also do know that climate change have effects on healthcare facilities and giving pressure to these facilities. So there's a need to ensure that healthcare facilities are giving WASH services improved upon. And the Ghana Health Services have undertaken an extraneous account, thereby having data to be able to work on. So the next government is very much on course under Bawumia presidency, which I'm very much sure is going to be. We will undertake the necessary structural reforms aimed at revolutionizing and management and managing the delivery of water services across the country through the 3 R's, the recycling, reuse, and recovery, to instill efficiency, effectiveness, and economic viability in the sector. The water resources management will review and strengthen the water buffer zone policy for implementation. And this also calls for underground water management and then harvesting of rainwater, and then the use and reuse of wastewater treatment after it's being used. There will be an aggressive implementation of the National Water Policy of 2024 to deal with the current challenges in the water supply sector. Again, you strengthen the Water Resources Commission to focus on its core mandate. And then there is also a planning and maintenance regime in place that will rigorously enforce spatial and fiscal planning regulations. Where GWSA, that's Community Water and Sanitation Agency, is taking up about 400 new non-performing water systems for reconstruction, install solar farms to provide solar energy as part of the energy mix to reduce its operational cost, implement technology improvements to achieve targets, right, and complete all water systems under construction by 2025.
Thank you for addressing that question on the impact of climate change on WASH infrastructure. And we are talking about the depletion of some of our water resources. Some dynamics contribute to that, but some of them created by we ourselves. Prof, that same end to you. You've already started talking about a few of them, but what exactly is the plan?
Thank you very much. The NDC is mindful of the threats from climate change. And so in the manifesto, we had promised to enact and pass the National Climate Change Law. Mm. That's one of the...
National Climate Change Law.
Law, yes. Mm. It's in the manifesto. And we will also work to enhance the climate resilient sensitive sectors, including agriculture, water resources, energy, fisheries, and infrastructure, which includes the WASH infrastructure. We want to align the national efforts and policies aligned with international effort also to support our infrastructure in the country, because climate change is global, and so we need to align with global policies like the warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius. The country has prepared its nationally determined contribution on how we all contribute to reduce global warming. More importantly, the NDC is going to enhance Ghana's participation in climate change diplomacy for Ghana to shape its global decision, contribute to global decisions appropriately. And all of this should come to the interest of Ghana to reduce the impact of climate change on our peace and security and prosperity. Whilst I still have some time, I need to also mention that once we facilitate our transition to renewable energy resources, it's eventually translate to every aspect of the economy. I'd mention
hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard working, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. It's an all-star that works as hard as you do. On the field, you have to operate under any condition. No excuses. Get the job done. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It's built to handle the big jobs. Silverado is an all-around workhorse designed with your work safety in mind. Automatic emergency braking, forward collision alert, and rear park assist are on the job with you, assisting when it matters the most. And with its advanced trailering technology and 8 available cameras offering up to 14 views, Silverado is a beast for any job, smart and strong. No wonder Cars.com named Silverado best pickup for towing. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current offers, service specials, or to find a local dealer near you. Work hard, play harder in a new Chevy Silverado.
Yeah, on that, I mentioned irrigation systems. So the NDC will expand irrigation system also to support water supply to agricultural infrastructure as well, and agricultural lands as well. So the NDC's commitment is clearly, as I said earlier, in the manifesto, and we believe that the impact of climate change, especially on our water bodies, will be curbed if we follow the resilient plan of climate change. It's also in the manifesto. We also know that our impact, our human activities, also destroying our water bodies. Mm. We don't want to mention Galamsey, but the NDC has a lot of information on mining sector in the manifesto. We want to rehabilitate water bodies and actually reclaim the land that have been destroyed by this mining activities at the various sites as well. So these are many points that will help restore back our national settings. If you look at the coastal communities, we are suffering from coastal erosion, and it is clear when you go around the country at the coastal cities. Each city along the coast, most of them are actually struggling with coastal erosion, and thus depleting the properties in this coastal area. So once we go on the resilient part, right, we will be able to restore back our properties. Thank you.
Thank you, Prof. And that is the second bite in this first round. In case you just joined the conversation, we're having that national debate on wash, water sanitation and hygiene and climate change. We're already facing the brunt of it, but for these two juggernauts of political parties that we have here, what are their plans? And that is why tonight we have this debate in your interest, so that you can decide which one works better for you and which way to go. We are not deciding for you. You do that for yourself. There's a little timer now available to us on our screen so that everything is pretty transparent. Huh? We're coming back into the studio, and I'm coming to you, Dr. Kokofu. So if you look at WASH, water sanitation and hygiene, it does not operate in a vacuum. Yeah. It must be integrated to other aspects of our national life, yeah, including health. Now we have a cholera, you know, yeah, situation on our hands, outbreak. So how is this going to be integrated into health, education, and then have the ripple effect on our economic growth? That is my next bit to you. Your time starts now.
Yes, if you recall, the President of the Republic has signed a presidential compact on water, sanitation, and hygiene. And in that compact, it's looking at about $1.7 billion annually to be expended in these areas, initiatives until 2030. And these funds will ensure that water services reach schools and healthcare facilities, as well as remote communities. And these come in hand as we go into the services to the WASH. Now, the compact seeks to, and the next government will have to do that, establish a national sanitation authority, which will support the government's efforts to eliminate, say, open defecation and other things. Furthermore, the national climate strategy will include building climate resilient water and sanitation infrastructure services, ensuring the country is ready to the challenges posed by the increasing droughts and floods. These are very, very, very impacting on agricultural products. Mm. And if agriculture also suffers, recently we saw what happened with the Bagri Dam, where farms were destroyed, and all those things. Once we're able to do that, we'll be able to save agriculture from that. Then also the health facilities are overwhelmed when the dry season or the drought period increases malaria incidents and other waterborne diseases. So these are all major interventions that we seek to do. Now, the Barumia government will bring on board increased public spending on sustainable water delivery by reducing the economic impact of poor sanitation. And here it is on record, Ghana loses $290 million annually. That is $12 per person per year, equal to 1.6% of the GDP. 1.6% of the GDP. So drastically reduce the 60 million Ghanaians who you said lavatories. And once you're able to do this, you are enhancing the health the health potentials of people, and also bringing diseases down. It is also known that open defecation costs $79 million per year, yet eliminating practice worldwide requires less than 1 million latrines to be built and used. And this Barumia government is committed to do that. We will ensure that we leverage on private capital and expertise in these sectors for climate smart projects designed in order to contain these difficulties. And one particular thing is we have a professor, Dr. Vishikari, who has a rural community water project for 4,000 communities, vulnerable communities, boreholes that can be installed, and all this will lead into the economic life of the people and improve water supply.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kokofu. I'll come to you, Prof, on that same point. Integrating WASH into our national life. What does the NDC have on offer?
Thank you very much. So, earlier on mentioned the expansion of rural water, urban water, and the irrigation system and drainage system. For the district assemblies, integration of WASH also into the district assemblies, the NDC is committed to increasing or strengthening the allocation of the 5% that from get fund to the common district assemblies common fund. It's going to have an increase from 5% to 8%. This, we believe, will strengthen the development at the district assemblies level, where the district can provide, build, or develop KVIPs and for its people to avoid, as he said earlier on, open defecation and the use of other ways and means for people in our various, should I say, rural communities, even urban communities. So the NDC is also having the intention not to increase the ministries. So the John Mahama had promised that under his administration, he's going to go for 60 ministers, and that will help save some money that is used at the central government. Some will go down to the district assemblies level to support the development at the district assemblies. So that is basically that, and the many other projects that the NDC is committed in doing. The University of Health and Allied Sciences at Ho, that the NDC had put up, also dedicated to WASH, especially for health aspects and sanitation. It's also in our community. So training of expertise, getting back into our communities and societies will equally help improve the sanitation and education in general. So I believe that the support of John Mahama's policy to provide free tertiary education will help a lot of our youth and young people to choose going to tertiary level, and that will also improve the education level of the country and will eventually improve our sanitation and hygiene in the country.
Thank you very much for sharing those thoughts. And in case you just joined us, our two debaters this evening, Professor Nanama Brown Kluche from the NDC's end, she's a member of the NDC's Natural Resources Mining Science Committee, and from the MPP's end, Dr. Henry Kwabena Kokofu, of course, a member of the MPP's Manifesto Committee and head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now proceeding to round two, focusing on implementation and financing. All the fanciful, the lovely things they've been talking about, how are they going to generate funds for them? I remember Dr. Kokofu talking about Garrett and some $350 million, but I'll start with you, Prof. In terms of implementation and financing, will your administration consider creating a separate Ministry of Water and Sanitation, or enhancing the existing institutional frameworks to prioritize WASH? Now, if not, what alternative approaches do you have to ensure effective policy implementation?
Thank you very much. I think His Excellency John Dramani Mahama had already made a pronouncement that he will scrap off the Ministry of Sanitation. We know what has happened in the country. So we believe that sanitation doesn't... You don't want me to go into the Cecilia Dapa issue.
That's what you mean.
Yes, so we don't want to go into that. But the point I want to make is that sanitation doesn't stand on its own. So we're going to work together with the environment and science and technology, because we need the science, we need the technology to also implement the WASH as well. So it's going to be integrated into the Environment Ministry and Science and Technology Ministry to strengthen it in that sense. So that's it. You want more?
Oh, no, you have your time. So if you're done, you're done.
Yeah, so exactly based on your question, I think this is the best answer I can give you.
Okay, so you're going to couch as a focus as far as WASH is concerned.
Yeah, so you asked a very specific question.
Indeed.
And if we are going to retain what is already there.
Or create.
Or create a new one. So that's what exactly I'm explaining. That instead of retaining what is there, GM had already made a pronouncement of going to scrap it off and then rather integrate it into the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, because we believe that WASH should not stand alone. It should be part of science, it should be part of technology, or technology as a solution for WASH, and also it's an environmental problem as well.
Right.
So it's going to be integrated.
All right. Thank you very much. Dr. Kokofu.
Yes, the New Patriotic Party government considers WASH as a very critical priority area. So it has indicated that it will promulgate and establish National Sanitation Authority that will align with all the sectors, I mean health, water, hygiene, and all those things to bring it to fore. And then also strengthen the existing community water sanitation agency. Indeed, it's doing a wonderful job providing these services to the rural community where engineer rightly pointed out to us. So the water supply, the rural water supply systems is very much key. So CWSA will be resourced and recapacitated, and then the National Sanitation Authority will be established to oversee all that. As with the ministry, the prerogative resides in the president, because he has promised that he will be dealing with 50 ministers.
Right.
So we do not know what will happen there, I mean, during the arrangement. But you can be assured that when it comes to WASH, Dr. Bawumia's government is very much committed to enhancing and then prioritizing its effectiveness.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That every Ghanaian is not left out.
All right. Let's quickly go to the next bit. So even as we talk about financing, how does your party plan to finance large-scale, and I recall that you made mention of some of these, large-scale water and sanitation projects, particularly for rural, if you go back to engineer's question, for rural and underserved urban communities, what are your innovative funding mechanisms that you're going to bring to bear? Prof.
Yeah, thank you. I think the ANDC in the manifesto had mentioned funding and partnership as, that's the mention. So I mentioned earlier on the public-private partnership to finance most of the initiative that is pertaining to WASH. And we also have the international collaboration that will help strengthen or achieve the SDG goal number 6 as well. So, of course, we don't have the magic wand, as you said, but we need to work at it. So we need to work judiciously with private organizations, international collaborations, as I mentioned earlier on. But particularly...
When you say private organizations, do you have any target organizations you're hoping to work with?
Not that I can mention now.
Mm.
But particularly cutting the waste in government and to improve or support the local government system to be able to have the development that we need for WASH at that level.
All right. Thank you very much, Prof. Dr. Kokofu, large-scale projects require large-scale financial support. How is your party planning to do this, especially in serving rural and underserved communities? How are you going to innovate to raise money?
Well, existing private entities that invest in WASH services will be incentivized, and then other benefits given to them.
Existing ones, like which ones?
Existing ones, like Zoom Lion, just one group of companies, they are all in there. There are a lot more. And then we will pursue with diligence climate financing mechanisms and instruments through the launching and implementation of the Climate Prosperity Plan. That is in there, and WASH has a space there. We also leverage on private capital and expertise in that sector. And I've just mentioned that there is this Australian professor who has the funding as a grant to give to nations, and Ghana was able to win that kind of thing far back in COP28,
and it's about 29 million US dollars to be put in. The Vice President's office is working very hard on that. We also strengthen state institutions alongside, like the district assemblies, metropolitan assemblies. There is this law that decentralization of their finances that will give them the leverage. We strengthen the fiscal capacity of local government. And under that, we implement policies aimed at strengthening the fiscal capacity of MMDAs to deepen and drive their cost. And they will have money through that, through the local government finance bill law that will be promulgated to give them money to do most of this investment.
Where will the money come from that will go to local government?
Well, they will have their priorities. They will be doing their budgeting at that level. And so once WASH is said to be a priority area, they will surely find the money there. And then we also be looking at carbon smart investments, like the one I showed you. The idea is to do automatic chlorination of borehole water and then UV disinfection. This one will allow taking away the boiling of water as a disinfection mechanism, where you save wood. Once saving wood, your carbon footprint will be saved, so low carbon. And that can be calculated and put on the carbon market where you can find money in there. So carbon market has been established under the EPA, that's the Carbon Market Office, where the government has also established the carbon finance department or division with the finance ministry. So there are a whole lot of carbon smart financing mechanisms available that can bring in the needed fund. And then cutting down costs through ensuring efficient and effective prompt delivery of services.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What I find interesting is that both of them are saying they are going to work to create more funding for WASH for climate change from the budget. Time will tell. The next question, how do you plan to engage and work with international organizations? And we've spoken about some of this already, so don't belabor the point, straight to the point. Like WaterAid, like national NGOs, to scale up water and sanitation service delivery, and what will this collaboration look like? Give us a snapshot, straight to the point. Dr. Kokofu.
Well, strengthen the relationship with the development partners and other non-state actors like USAID, DANIDA, DFID, WaterAid, and all that. We have as a point of interest, fully endorsed and adopted the joint position paper produced by WaterAid Ghana and Ghana Youth Environment Movement based on their climate adaptation strategy. So it's a good news that Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia has acknowledged the work of WaterAid and allied NGOs or CSOs to be able to incorporate whatever you're thinking and you are looking at. We also have water, sanitation, and hygiene manifesto prepared by WaterAid. Mm-hmm. We've taken cognizance of that, and we're going to fully endorse it and be committed to that, so you can be fully assured. My boss is ready to work with you in this aspect and all other CSOs and NGOs to ensure that by 2030, as we all agreed and known, we will be able to. And then the most important thing is the President of Ghana, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, signing the Presidential Compact. And the Presidential Compact is head of states. It's an initiative by head of states to come together for countries that develop their own homegrown WASH activities and projects, so they come to support. We have the UK Foreign Affairs Commonwealth Development Office, the Netherlands government, UNICEF, and Sanitation and Water for All Partnerships, and IRS WASH. So all these things come into play, and we will have a very, very positive
front. Thank you, Dr. Martin. Let me come to you, Prof. Collaborations, international, local, NGOs, others. Service delivery.
Yeah, so It's important to identify problems together if you're working in partnership with others. Mm-hmm. So the NDC plans to have joint assessment, that is to conduct joint need assessment to identify the gaps and opportunities. We believe that the NGOs are very close to the people and very close to the, I would say, the problems or the challenges we are dealing with. And mm-hmm. government has mm-hmm. the political will, has the international goodwill as well. So putting the two partners together will ensure that we are implementing the right policies that will help with WASH. So we're going to engage a lot the NGOs and the international partners as well in this process. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let's go to our final bit. By the end of your terms, what specific targets, measurable outcomes, deliverables will your governments achieve to advance Ghana's progress towards SDG Goal 6? And that has to do specifically with ensuring water and sanitation for all. That's one only God can tell. Dr. Kokofu.
Yes, the commitment has already been made. Mm-hmm. And the leader of New Patriotic Party has emphasized that. And we do know, we have data as to the levels that we do have, about 88% water coverage in the country. So it will be in the interest of...
Which entity conducted the survey?
The 88% water coverage. I think Water Aid you have.
The Standard Statistical Service.
GSS.
The
GSS. Yes. GSS. Yes. Yes. So you can cross-check whatever I give out there.
The GSS.
So, yes. So, under President Akufo-Addo, Ghana has 88% water coverage in this country. And it is in the interest of the incoming president that we will build on that. So it will not be far-fetched if he reach 100% by his second term in office. And then again, there are data and statistics on WASH within the healthcare delivery facilities, which is woefully inadequate, admittedly. And that is why I've said that the adoption, we have adopted and will fully implement the national strategy for WASH IPC in healthcare facilities.
Okay.
And that one, whatever the levels are, we are sure to double the percentage by close of day. But by way of closing, let me say that we need to embark on national behavioral change, attitude. We will be doing all these things. We will be talking, we will be pumping in the money, the funds. If you don't change our attitudes as a people, so the next government will take key interest in helping Ghanaians to reshape our thinking and attitude.
Okay.
We target school children.
I think your point has been made. Education. Let's come to Prof. Final thoughts. At least your reflections on that matter, and if you have any final thoughts, this would be the time.
Yes, I believe the country has a sanitation and water target by 2030, and to achieve the SDG 6 goal, that is having sustainable basic water and sanitation service for all by 2030, we are in 2024. Next year, the new administration is starting at 2025, which makes it or give us only 5 years to reach to 2030. So we need to have ambitious efforts towards achieving this target. Thus, I want to premise my submission based on what has been achieved already by the NDC. So if we had steadily expanded on the water supply systems that the NDC provided in the past, we would have been very close to achieving the goal of this sanitation by 2030. So the NDC is still committed in increasing the coverage of water access and improving on sanitation of the country. The NDC manifesto, or John Dramani Mahama, had mentioned working 24 hours with the 24-hour economy initiative, and mentioned that our sanitation in the cities, in the urban areas, will be collected most of the time during the night hours when people are still in bed, and that will help improve the sanitation, especially in our urban cities.
Thank you very much, Prof. Doc. Before I fully acknowledge you, I'll come quickly to the judges. One question each. We take brief responses and we have to go. So, who goes first? Basilia, Dr. Donko. Okay, right. Engineer Donko, I beg your pardon. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think the two of them have spoken very well about how they are going to raise funds for the district assembly to support WASH, initiatives. But one thing they haven't actually told us is the fact that currently as a development entity, they have not been given that mandate to mandatory plan for WASH and implementation.
Right.
How are their parties going to do that to strengthen, because we have only five years to reach the SDGs.
Mm.
And we can't depend on only Ghana Water and Community Water and Sanitation.
Right.
We need other agencies that would augment their role. How would they do that to get us to where we have
okay,
to get?
We're going to take the second question together so that when they answer once it is done. Basilia.
Okay. So they've been mentioning water, and the access to water is good. What measures would they put in place to increase sanitation? We are only 25%. We are woefully inadequate.
Right.
And then we still have 17% open defecation. What are the measures?
And you need $5 million every year if you want to reach the goal of sanitation by 2030.
And we cannot say that we as a country cannot do $5 million every year. But Dr. Kokofu, you have the first bite. Let's do 1 minute each, and it's a wrap.
Yeah. Please, your question again.
I'm saying sanitation is still woefully backwards.
Yeah.
We are just 25% achieving sanitation, unlike water. And 17% of Ghanaians still defecating in the open. Yeah. What measures are we undertaking?
Yes, before the government took over, we had close to 25% Ghanaians doing the open defecation, and it's been reduced to 17%, and then the sanitation achievement has also been encouraged. It has been improved from I think 13% to 25%. I'm not too sure. So it tells you that the government has taken steps. There's the need for continuity. It is possible you get there, but there's a need for continuity in government. So we'll be able to continuously pursue that agenda of getting it.
Right.
And in this case, you strengthen EPA, you strengthen CSW, I'm answering your question. You strengthen Community Water Sanitation Agency. Then, in addition, you bring on board National Sanitation Authority.
Okay.
To be able to help coordinate and all that.
Thank you, Dr.
No, and then also having working
Thank you, Dr.
CSUs, NGOs, and other non-stop actors.
Dr. King, thank you. So, maybe I'll start with your issue on the how we are going to empower existing and local institutions. I mentioned earlier on that we'll do a joint assessment and assess the gaps and opportunities. So once we are defining together, we are in a process of providing the solutions together. You are close to the people. You have the technical know-how. Government has the political will, has the goodwill as well to support. So together, we can implement the WASH target that we want to achieve. The NDC's proposal in improving the funds to the district assembly level is basically towards the hygiene part, more of the hygiene part than the water supply part, the sanitation part. So I mentioned KVIP at the very beginning, which we are able to increase the support that will go into the local government budget. And I believe that will go specifically to support sanitation at the local level. The training and all of that are to support sanitation more than the water supply. The government is going to do the water supply with developing partners.
Thank you both so much. Thank you, all of you viewers. This has been our manifesto debate on WASH, water sanitation and hygiene, and climate change. Now we leave it to you. You decide whether these two, which one of them has convinced you, which one of their policies and implementation you agree with. And I'd like to salute our judges today, Engineer Oduro Donko, he's with ProNet Africa, and Basilia Nambigne, Executive Secretary CONIWAS. She also joined this panel. Our debaters, Professor Nanama Brown Kluche, member of the NDC's Natural Resources, Mining and Science Committee, thank you so much for doing us the honors. And from the MPP's end, he's a member of the MPP's Manifesto Committee and also former Member of Parliament for Bantama, Dr. Henry Kwabena Kokofu. Thank you, sir, for joining the conversation. We couldn't have done it without you, our viewers. Thank you for watching as well. We thank Stephen, our timekeeper. And this is how we are going to have to sew it up here. But the discussion continues ahead of election 2024. My name is Benjamin Akapo. Thank you for watching.